Hello, Podlers. Coming up, Anna and I try out a brand new vibe.
So I am compiling the list, the top 25 list of things we should just stop making. As humankind, as planet Earth, let's just stop making them. What's on that list?
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Your first opportunity of the brand new week to win yourself a strip of three temporary tattoos that you can put on your body or the body you love of somebody very much. Or maybe even your forehead. I think we had someone go there and put it on there.
A few foreheads, yeah.
Or as Evie calls it, and it's something I'm never going to change, the form head.
Oh, that's lovely. Very cute.
Daddy, fill my form head.
Oh, thank you.
I'm not changing it. So what you need to do is listen to a clip from yesterday's show. The tattooist gun has gone all over the top of part of it. You need to identify what lies beneath. And the clip you're about to hear is when we were talking about the Olympics in the social ammunition. And thanks to listener Simon, who pointed out a quirky law in France. Have a listen to this. You're not allowed to actually when you go swimming. You must...
That's right.
Something to do with health and safety.
It's a really old law in France dating back to like 1903, I think it is.
Roughly speaking. Yes, I think it's 1903.
Yeah,
are you
so
sure?
Familiar
24
with
hours
the
later,
old
are you
laws
sure?
Of France.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, definitely 1903.
So, which old
it was
law
on the
was this?
In front of me.
Shorts, you can't wear shorts, you must wear budgie smugglers, or you can't wear swimming caps, you must wear a beret. So, A for shorts, you must wear budgie smugglers. B, you can't wear swimming caps, you must wear a beret. Which one is a true fact?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is merchandise time for you early birds here on The Breakfast Show, and joining us right now on line one is James. Good morning, James.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hi.
Welcome James. Along to the show. James is a construction manager. He loves a little bit of the main station. So, James, let's get down to business. Step into the ink tank. Yesterday, we were talking about the Olympics during the social ammunition, and thanks to a listener by the name of Simon, he pointed out a quirky law in France. But what are you not allowed to wear in a swimming pool in France? Is it shorts? It has to be budgie smugglers. Or is it swimming caps? Because it has to be a beret. What are you thinking, James?
Definitely shorts, Dave.
OK, let's see if you're right. Here we go. You're not allowed to actually wear shorts when you go swimming. You must wear budgie smugglers.
Yes, that's right.
Something to do with health and safety.
That's why the guy at the Olympics was wearing those skimpy, multicoloured trunks.
He had no choice.
Right. He had to wear them, yes. And that is a well-known fact.
Is
often
it?
Brought up. It's a really old law in France dating back to, like, 1903, I think it is.
Roughly speaking.
Off the top of my head.
19, I'm going to say 03. Well done, James, you've done it. So, only one question remains. Where are you going to put me on your body? Where are those temporary tattoos going, James?
Actually, Dave, I'm going to nominate my son, Adam.
Oh, OK, you're going to tattoo your son, Adam. How old is Adam?
He's 20.
Oh, that's fine. OK, that's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
Has he got any ink experience?
He's recently had a tattoo on his chest. So I think your tattoo would look great next to it.
Oh, so we're both going to be on Adam's chest. What's the other tattoo
is
of?
Is it Bush and Ritchie?
It's a bizarre symbol. I'm not sure what it means.
I've got a bizarre symbol that no one knows what it means tattoo as well, so I feel Adam's pain.
In the father's voice.
Yeah, what have you gone and done?
Symbol. Why are you done that?
Put the Breakfast Show logo over it, will you, boy? Yeah. You're bringing shame to the family. James, great having you on the show, my friend. Thanks for tuning in on the main stage and have a great day ahead.
You too. Thanks very much.
Nice one, man. Take care. And there will be a chance for you to enter the ink tank tomorrow morning around this time.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Matt Dyson with the social ammunition. Matt, what's going on out there?
Well, over the past 24 hours, X has been talking about two big football stories.
Okay.
Say X, I mean Twitter,
yeah,
as it's still known by most of us. Firstly, Steve Bruce reportedly becoming the new Jamaica manager in a new development that no one saw coming. But the most exciting exciting thing is the Roy Keane film that is in the pipeline.
Wow.
A film not just about Roy Keane, but specifically about the time he fell out with Mick McCarthy when he was Ireland manager.
That was huge.
It was massive at the time.
Yeah.
2002, the World Cup in Japan and South Korea.
Yeah.
And it was, they fell out and Roy Keane was sent home. And they were on the island of Saipan when it took place. And the film is just called Saipan.
Nice.
It's going to be. Like, but the best news about all of this.
Yeah,
because at first people were like, is this a joke? Is this really happening? And it is really happening. The character of Mick McCarthy is going to be played by Steve Coogan.
Oh my God.
Which is huge.
I love it.
I mean, that is just such exciting news. Steve Coogan as Mick McCarthy. I think he's going to be.
Who's playing
amazing.
Roy Keane?
Roy Keane.
Playing himself.
He's a young Irish actor called Iana Hardwick.
Have you got a picture of him there?
Yeah, he does look like he looks like a young Roy Keane, to be fair. Look at him. I mean,
oh, yeah.
An angry young
Roy
Keane.
He's brooding. Yeah. He's got the deep set eyes.
Just amazing. But it's led to other people suggesting sort of joke football films that might come out, like Channing Tatum to play Pepe Reina, Andy Serkis cast as the beach ball in Special Situation, a film about Darren Bent's infamous winning goal. I mean, there could be so many football films based on amazing moments from the game's history. And then the other story this morning is, as it's one of the hottest days of the year so far today, a lot of people will be wearing shorts to work.
Yeah.
Contentious issue, I know, certainly
again,
with you. I'm wearing them again. Yeah,
not you,
Murphy. Of course.
Yes.
You? Oh.
Yeah.
Ellie? The whole production team. And, Carlos, you're not wearing shorts as well, are you?
I'm wearing culottes.
Oh, all of you? No.
It is short weather, surely.
Okay.
But, none of us, I don't think, are wearing jean shorts, which is, I think that's maybe a step too far.
Well, I can still surprise you, big boy.
Apparently, they're known as jorts in the States.
Yeah,
I didn't know this. I didn't know that jean shorts had a special name. But they're known as jorts. And Will Ferrell and Jimmy Fallon have written a song all about jorts. It's a new earworm for your head.
I'm in my jorts. Jean shorts, that means jorts. My name's Carl, and I wear jorts. I like all sorts of racket sports. Jorts.
Do you guys all listen to this together in the morning when you put your
shorts? Yeah. I think you know the frayed when they cut off the bottom of the jorts shorts. The frayed.
Yeah.
The frayed.
No, you're not.
I'm not a fan of that.
They're really
that
in fashion, no. You know.
I read it in Grazia.
You didn't steal that Grazia from over across the office, did you?
I did.
Yeah, you did.
And I'm smart.
I prance in my jorts.
Water plants in my jorts.
Take my pants and enhance.
Do a dance in my jorts.
I can sing in my jorts.
I'm the king in my jorts.
By all means,
take your jeans, cut the seam.
Now they're jorts.
Nice.
I'll share the full video on my Instagram stories. You'll be jorting along to it later and I saved your date.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
We thought we'd use this opportunity to let you play some music-inspired games because this is where real music matters. And you guys, well, you know your music. And your prize, it's not £5,000, admittedly. It's not £5,000. Let's get that straight. It is not £5,000. It is a shout-out. And I don't think you can put a price on those.
No, priceless, aren't they?
They are. This guy here saying your name aloud, that's got to be worth more than £5,000,
isn't
it?
You don't even get charged for the text anymore. So it's free and it's priceless.
Plus, I'm not on that thing called Cameo, so you literally can't pay me to do it. Like, this is it. It's only for free. I don't do Cameo. I do it for you here, live and exclusive on The Breakfast Show. So come get in touch. And don't just send us the answers, because there's no just point in saying, like, Joe, and then the answer, because we want a little bit of flavour to this. We want to know where you are, what you're up to. Who would you like to be shouted out?
Plug your independent business. Why not?
Go for it. We're not sure if that's within the Ofcom rules, for it, Matt.
Plug all of them.
Plug all the businesses. I don't know anymore. Anyway, look, it's a free shout-out, so what more do you want? Yeah? I mean, it's 7:41 on a Tuesday morning. So what you have to do is play a little music-based game, as I say. Now, this song is coming up just after 8. I'm going to play it for you on the main station. But can you identify, even though I have slowed it right down? Here we go. Sounds even more miserable than normal. I'll give it to you one more time. Here we go. So,
I think we owe that person an apology. So all the details that you want in your shout out, whether it be for your friends, your loved ones, your family, as Matt says, your business, it's entirely up to you. The number is 81215. But included in that text must be, who was that?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Played you a song that's coming up just after 8 on the main station that I had slowed right down. It sounded like this. To earn a shout out, oof, you needed to identify the song. Matt, say
this
it.
This is This Charming Man, isn't it, by the Smiths?
It is. Which sounds a whole lot better at its natural speed.
Even more desolate than the original.
Paul, suffering in the work gym in Cheltenham. Well done, you identified it was the Smiths, This Charming Man, as did Billy and Peter, getting ready for a day's graft in this unbelievable weather. J&S Auto Care in Gloucester, where the boys are working hard. There's an independent business that you wanted to shout out from, and we got one. Jackie from Reading, currently rocking in a corner before 674 kids rock up for the start of throwing cornflakes everywhere. I am a childminder during the school holidays. Izzy from York, who wants a shout out to her fiance Andy, who is soon to become her husband later today.
Well done, Izzy and Andy. Lovely. It's really nice.
Is it weird that on your wedding day you got in touch with the slow-mo solo? You listened to that painful version of This Charming Man on the day of your wedding. We love you for that, Izzy. Have a great day ahead.
I was just going to say, it might be calming nerves.
Yeah, calming.
Oh, this is what I need. Slow Morrissey. I was nervous, now I'm fine.
They could do their vows like that. I do.
Waggy and Waggy Junior on their way to work. You get a shout out. As does Owen and Sophie, heading, they say, their words not mine, to the world's most boring job. But they add, let's go! That's the spirit. Right, coming up in the next hour of the show, I am compiling the list, the top 25 list of things we should just stop making. As humankind, as planet Earth, let's just stop making them. What's on that list?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where, once again, I'd like your help with something. You are perfectly placed to help me do what I want to do this morning, and that is, at long last, compile the list, the top 25 things that we should just stop making. We don't need these things in our world. Let's just stop making them. Let's cease the process of building these things and having them in our lives.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, of course, this raises so many questions, environmentalism and all that, and I understand that. But maybe we go down a different route with this. Maybe we're looking at the kind of quirky, unusual things that you see and you go, why are you even here? Not you, Matt. Yeah. Why are you even here? We don't need this as a society, as humankind. We should just stop. And this, of course, comes about because of one man. A great man, and that man's name is Paul Weller. Now, I made no secret of the fact I'm a huge fan of the Modfather, and many years ago, he joined me here on The Breakfast Show, and as well as talking about music, we also talked about his sartorial elegance, because obviously he is the Modfather, and I myself, if you cut me, I bleed mod. That's what I'm all about.
You have the haircuts sometimes, don't you?
Well, no, I've never gone full well end, but I've got that to come. I've got that to come when I claim to be 38 for a decade. That's what I'm going to be doing then. Anyway, I was talking to Paul about, you know, shopping and all those things, and what does he like to buy, and he said, you know what, Dave, I looked around the other day and I realised I've got enough stuff. So Paul Weller thinks he has enough stuff.
Yes.
Now, this really stayed with me. And so throughout my daughter's life, she's 5 years old, Evie, I've kind of said we've got enough stuff a lot. Right. You know, just to discourage her from wanting to buy another, whatever it may be.
Yeah, decluttering is the way forward.
This led to, we were all in the car driving along, myself, Evie and Sarah Jane, and we were having a hypothetical conversation about if you had three wishes, what would you wish for? And it came round to my turn, and Evie interrupted and said, oh, Dad, if you had three wishes, you'd wish that we had less stuff. So, you know, that's how impactful this has been.
She knows you so well.
So we're going to compile this list together of the top 25 things we should just stop making.
Yeah.
And we're doing this for my daughter and for Paul Weller.
Great. It's good to freeze us, Annie.
And I'm going to get the ball rolling here, and I'm going to say, For me, this is number one. Yeah. It's got to go. Birthday candles in the shape of numbers. There we go.
I've chucked it out there.
But you only have to buy two and they're the same every year. Yeah.
That's a good point.
I've got a 2 and an 8 and I'm done. Right, here's the electrodes for you.
Yes, at last.
Yeah.
Someone else is getting electrodes.
Get an electrode. Yeah. I'll use them again on my 82nd birthday. Touché. However, you do get sent. We get sent the waxy birthday number candles. They're too fat to burn.
Yes.
They are.
You hardly use them as well, so you get very little use out of them because as soon as they're lit, they're blown out.
Yeah.
And then they're ruined forever, so you can't even reuse them.
This is so annoying. Things we should just stop making. I mean, scented candles, no way. Don't touch those. We need those. And candles in general, of course, your power cuts and all that stuff. I get that. I'm not having... But specifically, candles... in the shape of numbers.
Right.
We don't need them.
No,
they're going into the top 25 things we should just stop making. The number for you to consider is 8, 12, 15. What should we put on the list?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
I'll tell you who's not having a good show. Crocs.
Oh, yeah, so many. So many texts just saying that.
That's it, stop making
one
Crocs,
word.
Crocs, Crocs and Crocs. Jason from Hartlepool,
but
Andy's
they're so
involved.
They're comfortable, aren't they? That's what everyone says.
Well, they do, but I like them now. People have started wearing them with little trinkets off them. Yeah. I can't help it. Anna, are you a Croc owner?
I don't own them, and I do scorn when I see other people
do
wearing
you?
Them.
Oh, really?
I know, but they're so popular, so...
Yeah. Admiring glances from me. I mean, I've literally not dipped my toe in. But...
Yeah, as a slipper around the house, fine, but not on the street.
You forgot to put the bins out. You got to run out and slip on your...
Okay. Not.
Okay. Luro advertisements, Dave. We should add that to the top 25 things that we should just stop making. Who isn't aware of buying Luro is Thomas's point. I suppose there's different brands.
There are different brands. That's it's a brand awareness, yeah. really,
it
isn't
is.
It,
it's
Thomas?
A brand awareness campaign, isn't it, I suppose. Yeah. Matt, what about you? Let me ask you this.
Slime. Stop making it.
Okay.
Stop making
slime.
Stop giving kids the tools to make slime. Yeah. Elmer's glue should be banned. Correct. That contact lens solution. It'd be a lot of things to get rid of, but all the little glittery
bits.
What's
the contact lens solution?
That's how they make it. Elmer's glue and contact lens solution. It makes a massive mess when they make it.
I've not been into that
And then
world.
Once it's made, they just leave it lying around the house. Children, that is.
You know what you need to do? Yeah. When Evie says, can I have some contact lens solution and some of whatever she's got, I just go, we've got enough stuff.
All you've got to do is just quote
Uncle Paul Weller. That's
We've
all you've got to do.
Stuff. No more slime.
Got enough stuff. It's glitter as well. Glitter, it gets everywhere. It's not as fun as people think it is. It's like James Corden.
Add that to the list.
I'm joking. I'm joking. So we got glitter, we got slime, we got Crocs, we got Luro advertisements, and we got birthday candles in the shape of numbers. What else shall we add to the top 25 things we should just stop making?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And with your help, we're compiling a list of the 25 things we should just stop making. One of the most popular things that you've suggested are Crocs. Now, I know Crocs are wildly popular. I actually don't mind them myself. I don't own any, but I don't mind them. But someone's got in touch saying, morning, Dave, morning, team. I was at Ladies' Day at the races on Friday, and there was an individual there all dressed up in her finery, and she was wearing a pair of high-heeled Crocs. Surely that defeats the point of Crocs,
the comfort
it?
Goes out the window.
High-heeled Crocs.
Yeah, wow.
Rob in Somerset, throw pillows. We should just stop making them.
Yes, good. Yeah.
And plastic carry cases for bananas.
Yes, they're naturally in bunches. It's fine.
Rob says they will need to go. Dave, please... Let's stop making those little bottle caps which stay attached to the bottle. Now, see, I was worried about this.
Yeah.
Claire says they are not going to save the planet and they're so uncomfortable to drink from when the lid is still attached.
Yeah, I get the reason why it's being done, but they completely change the way you drink from a bottle.
We just have to educate society to recycle better, to not throw your bottle caps into the street.
Or put them back on and then put them in
then,
the recycling.
Then recycle it, exactly. Can we please stop making eyelashes for cars, please? I mean, come on,
yes.
says Glenn. That might be our Glenn. He loves this stuff. Morning, Glenn. YouTube videos that claim it's easy to make something when it's really, really not, particularly the ones aimed at kids, from Sean. Ties, as in men's neckties.
Wow.
Ridiculous in today's world. Outdated. Oh, I don't know. I love wearing a tie. Yes. I don't know.
I agree.
Please stop making cookies warning messages on websites. Literally nobody reads them and nobody cares. From Sam in Norwich. Now, this is excellent. This is excellent work. Up there with my suggestion for birthday candles in the shape of numbers. I only need two. Lucy, on her way to work in Hampshire, said gift bags.
Ooh.
Not because they're not useful, but because surely everyone has so many stashed in their houses now, we can just keep giving them back and forth.
Yeah, we've got to the point where everyone's got loads, so we don't need to make any more. I agree, 100%.
We're going to so put that in the top 25, Lucy. I mean, honestly, if someone gives us a gift in a gift bag, one, you know, the cardboardy gift bags.
Yeah.
And they've written the name on the label, and I can just tear that little circular label off.
Label
it's
off,
like a double gift.
Totally.
Yeah, it's a double gift. So I'm with you, Lucy. Just back and forth. Superhero movies, says Paul from Essex. I believe they're all just basically the same film, just with different actors wearing different coloured tights. We've had enough. We need to stop. We don't need any more. We should stop making different types of toothpaste. Surely they're just all the same thing from Casey. Again, Casey's about brands. It's about brands. When will you learn,
it's Casey? Whole industry.
It's about brands.
And people are into that charcoal toothpaste now.
They are.
Well.
People are into that.
Into that now, should stop making scissors in packets that need scissors to open the packet the scissors are contained within.
Well said.
Says Simon. But let's just stop making it. Passport cases, says Kelly and Milton Keynes. Now, I am a person who has a passport case. You probably won't be surprised to hear that. Because I think it brings a certain sophistication to the travelling gentleman around the world.
Yeah.
But Kelly's right, because I just have to take it off every 3 minutes to use it to get through anywhere at the airport.
Yeah, yeah.
So there we go. We are compiling the top 25 things we should just stop making. And up next, I'll reveal the final list as chosen by you.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And in at 25... parking apps.
Oh, yes.
We have enough, according to you out there.
Just get one app for all of them. Come on.
Things we should stop making, number 24, naughty magazines. In at number 23, 1 and 2p coins. High climber at 22, Christmas and birthday cards. They go directly into the recycling bin. In at 21, kids magazines with three plastic toys on the front.
Cost a fortune.
In at 20, cans of water that don't have ring pulls. How do I open you? At 19, it was a big hitter. It's Crocs. At 18, personalised number plates.
Yes.
In at 17, bottle caps that are attached to the bottle. Changes the way you drink things. At number 16, YouTube video explainers that are more difficult than they say they are. In at 15, scissors in packaging that need scissors to get them out of the packaging. At 14, it's a curveball. It's multiple brands of toothpaste. In at 13, cookie warning messages on websites.
Yeah.
We don't read them. Superhero movies. In at 12. At 11, it's loo roll adverts. Who doesn't have loo roll? Shrink wrap cucumbers makes us the top 10. In at 9, it's gift bags. Plastic carry cases for bananas makes it into the top 10 at 8. Kids play glitter at 7. Gentlemen's neckties at 6. Kids play slime at 5. As we go into the top 4, we got passport cases in at 4. Then at 3, it's throw pillows. At 2, it is eyelashes for car headlights. And in at number 1, birthday candles in the shape of numbers. And that, with your help, is the top 25 things that we should just stop making.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Tuesday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where it is time right now for Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition.
Extra.
So just after 7 every weekday morning, Matt Dyson does the Social Ammunition, and every now and again he pops up again a couple of hours later in the 9 to bring us a bonus tidbit.
Yes.
What is that bonus tidbit today, Matt?
Today's comes from a guy called Gabe in the States on Instagram. You know, when I trawl through quite a lot of Instagram videos and TikTok
it's
videos
part of, your job.
Of American people doing this sort of droney voiceover that they do when they're all the edits overlap and you can't really tell what's going on as they talk about their day and what their makeup routine and all that sort of stuff. This guy, Gabe Reamer, has been mocking it, and this is what it sounds like.
The most important part about brain rot voiceover videos is the tone of voice. Talking just before the clip ends.
I looked at these spatulas, I flipped it over a couple times because it's just a stock video. So nothing has to really
look at this cup going in and out. It's kind of funny, but also it's literally just because I have nothing else to say.
Watch me do the most simple thing poorly to generate more views for my content. It's honestly like I'm reading a teleprompter on 5x speed. It's a couple more seconds until I get this right. There it is. Over at my apple fruits that I had, and I've decided to have an apple because it's a fruit and I like apples. I take a first bite, and you can see by my expression that I actually do like it. You could
it.
Also eat grapes or blackberries or strawberries.
It's probably right about now that you're realizing that this entire video is actually a complete reflection of reality.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, he's got us down pat, hasn't he?
There are so many of them everywhere, all over social media. Please stop with the brain rot voiceover videos.
We'll add it to the top 25 things we should just stop making. Exactly. There we go.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that's it for your Tuesday morning. It is time to bid you farewell and remind you that if you'd like to enjoy any of this breakfast show again, maybe you were part of it and you want to show your friends and family just what a star of the wireless you are, well, you can listen again on demand in the free Rayo app, or you can wait about 10 minutes and get the brand new edition of the Daily Podcast wherever you do your filthy underhand pod dealings. Matt, I think we decided on a title.
Yes.
I'll spare you a list.
I think you rang the bell when it was said, yeah.
Very early doors, we're going to name the podcast Put the Breakfast Show Over It, Boy. You're bringing shame to the family.
That was on the ink tank. Very early
on, indeed. So there we go. That is the name of the Daily Podcast. Sophie Kay is up next. She has the tea break trivia and the details you need to enter the cash register, which this coming Friday could see you win £260,000. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. So stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.